How about prices for food and stuff?
Prices? Oh, food then was cheap. You could take a quarter and buy enough meal for I don't know how long, and you could buy flour the same way, mm-hmm. by the pound, you know. Mm-hmm. You could take, I remember when people, I knew this for myself. My mother used to give me a dollar. We lived right in town. I was raised right in town, mm-hmm. just right around the corner from town. And my mother would give me a dollar and a basket, and she'd tell me what to go get. Mm-hmm. And I'd go and get that, and it'd be enough groceries for she and I and my granddad all the week. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'd bring back a little change.
Oh.
And we'd have everything in there, but we'd have to go get market. Mm-hmm. I mean, such as steak, liver, sausage, and different things like that. Mm-hmm. But you could take a dollar then, because you could buy from a nickel, dime, anything, worth a lot, anything, any amount you wanted to buy, you could buy it. You could buy a nickel's worth of meal, anything, flour. See, you sold it by the pound, and just whatever you wanted, you'd call, you know, call for it, you could get it. And lard, you could get a dime's worth of lard. They had little cardboard, you know, little trays like. Mm-hmm. And they'd get, you know, half a pound, a pound, any amount they wanted.
Well, if you didn't have any money, you needed some, is there any way you could get it?
Well, you'd credit some people. Of course, sometimes you'd get your money, and sometimes they wouldn't. They wouldn't pay you sometimes. Mm-hmm. They'd trade with you and get in your debt, then they'd go somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But you'd make it all right. It didn't stop you. There's mm-hmm. always a way.
Ever try to get some money from
you
that didn't have
them? That didn't have? Oh, you know, somebody always want to borrow it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't say we were all that wealthy, nothing like that, but I always was lucky enough to try to help somebody when needed help. Mm-hmm. If it taken, well, I have taken almost my last penny and give it to somebody in distress where they need it for sickness or death. Mm-hmm. I did that.
Did the children swim much and stuff?
Swim. No, they didn't have places for swimming. The boys would go out and call it a dam up a place. Mm-hmm. They'd dam it up, call it dammed up, you know, stop it up. Mm-hmm. And they'd take that for a swimming pool. They'd slip out and go in, they didn't call it swimming, they called it going in washing. Mm-hmm. And they'd go out, slip off and get in. But some of them got drowned like that, and we parents didn't like for them to go out like that. Mm-hmm. So that's the way it happened.
I see. Well, most of them didn't swim.
No, they didn't do much swimming. They'd get in there and play around. They would learn. Some of them, they learned to swim all right, but it wasn't a swimming place. We didn't like it, but we couldn't help it because they'd get out playing on Sunday evenings, and, you know, yeah. School time. We always had something for our children to do to keep them out of trouble or, you know, mischief.
Mm-hmm.
And, but on Sunday, they'd go, you know, they'd have the day to. After Sunday school, they'd come on. We'd let them go out to play. They had pleasure all right enough. But still, we didn't like for them to just get out, you know,
mm-hmm.
do things. We tried to keep them kind of busy doing something. Mm-hmm. There's always something around the house the girls could do. See, I didn't have many boys. And one boy was so much older than the other, they didn't get into much. Mm-hmm. And so, that's just the way it went.
I guess you
and the girls stayed busy because I always had a lady there with them. But still, it was something there for them to do too, you see,
mm-hmm.
because I had my family increase. I had children, babies for them to take care of
mm-hmm.
when they wasn't in school. And so.
I guess you'd rather go to keep from maybe worrying about them drowning and stuff like for them to play around the house.
Sure, we always had things for them to play with. And any little thing, we had toys and different things, and then you see, as I told you, my son raised his calf,
mm-hmm.
and then after that he had two more after he raised that one,
mm-hmm.
and he trained them, and they'd follow him around just like he was, you know,
mm-hmm.
he just petted them, you know, just like a baby.